We continue to celebrate 4-H month as we now welcome on Abby Streeter. Abby, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm excited to talk with you today. We are celebrating 4-H month, and you're somebody who has been involved in 4-H for a while. Can you tell us a little bit about what, first of all, what group you were in and how long you have been involved?
I'm part of Lebanon Monkeys 4-H. It's in, well, Lebanon. And I've been part of it since I was 6 years old, so about 11 years now. And I show animals for the majority of it, and I do some of the food projects as well.
What originally made you want to join 4-H when, I guess you said you were 6 years old?
Yeah, so I grew up on a cattle farm, and so I started out doing Little Britches, which is like a program you can do at the fair with little dairy calves. And 4-H was a way for me to continue to show cows, so that was kind of what originally got me started.
Can you tell us a bit about what you've learned in your experiences with 4-H and just overall what 4-H is all about?
For me, I've learned a lot through 4-H. I've been an officer for our county 4-H group for the horse part, and then also from my local club, I've been the secretary. So I've learned a lot of public speaking abilities and overall just well management skills, and I guess kind of how to just prepare myself for the future and to be more professional.
What are some of your projects you've worked on and some favorite experiences that you've had so far?
Through 4-H, I started showing horses, so that one's probably my favorite. I also do cows, so that's a big thing for me, showing steers and selling them at the auction.
How do you think your time in 4-H will help you down the road after you leave high school and go into your eventual career?
I think that 4-H has helped me a lot to kind of just prepare myself for the real world, kind of take a step into reality of, like, having responsibility and having to, like, plan things.
And one of the really cool things about 4-H is kids don't have to live on a farm or have too many past experiences with agriculture. Is that right?
That is correct. Some of my friends who I have recruited to join 4-H with me live in town by me and have no previous experience with anything 4-H related or anything agricultural.
What would you say to someone who is considering joining 4-H or looking for more information about their local club?
I would say definitely look into it. It's a really great opportunity and a really great experience. For me, I feel like a lot of kids are just kind of scared to start because they don't know anybody. But everyone is always super welcoming and very kind. So I say definitely go for it.
Abby Streeter of Lebanon Lucky's 4-H group, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate all of your hard work in the program.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.